rising, a word of good morning. It also gives us the challenge of, can there be good morning? Can there be a celebration of life? And on behalf of my own self and hospice, I'm grateful to Alan and Jean Ellen to open our space to recalling Ethel. And even though there has been a burial in Kaddish up north, to include us. Through it also gave me the chance to be acquainted with the biography that you yourselves have shared for so long. Some of you Newark, some of you Clark, New Jersey, some of you Rainbury Bay. And each one of you has your own way of nodding, "I really remember Ethel and what Ethel and I did." There are those of you that recall that you were the ones that had written her your own recollections when she was 90. I had the privilege of reading what grandchildren and great-grandchildren had written to her to let her know about how essential that she was to their lives. So in our being here today, we're able to be ones that connect the dots of memory and purpose. And if there's anything that I would be saying about Ethel in reading her different biographies, is that she helped create community. Our rabbis, if we look in the ethics of the sages, indicate to us, do not separate yourself from the community. They don't automatically presume that someone can create community. So then Zethel and Harvey, each now a blessed memory, were able to add to the community in Clark, New Jersey with Beth Orr. Some of us are here in order to say that you did and accomplished things alongside, or some of you were steered into taking actions. Some of you were empowered into finding the ability within inside yourselves to add to community wherever you were, to perform alongside her, to giggle alongside her. So even though a service has taken place up north, some of the things still continue to speak to us. The rabbis identified for us some individual psalms or selections of psalms to ask us about the purpose of life. And even what do we do with that purpose in life? Adonai ma'adam v'teda ehu, u'benenot shvata chashvehu, adam la'hevel dama, yamav k'tseil over. Lord, what are mortals that you have regard for them? Mankind, that you take account of it. Man is like a breath. His days are as a fleeting shadow. And so we certainly can derive for ourselves, not just because of the longevity of her life, but the breadth of her life, to give us a setting and give us a model, to be an exemplar. But what do we do to fill that space in that brief shadow of lives that we may have? But I owe you a reading. So I did some homework in order to find something that could speak to both your mom and those who can't be here would have testified the same. It's just that the reading itself is anonymous. It's a sonnet, and it could be that anybody here from any of the individual geographies that meshed with Ethel and Harvey and yourselves could have written it. Admittedly, our connection was through hospice, through Trustbridge. It meant that there was a health challenge, but her way of being able to go, even with a current against her, to have the bravery and to have what was necessary in order to give you validation until the end. So it's not ironic that it's called Life's Victor. Let none of you weep for me, especially you with whom I smiled, nor bow down your head in utter grief. Put on no mourning morning as if the pall induces forgetfulness and conceals all that we have done together. We lived. Remember. Say not that I've died, that this is death. Say that I lived. Enjoying each mortal breath. We have learned and labored and wrought what our hands found to do. We sought in quest to raise to nobler height. My life was blessed in the living. My death hallowed because of giving. Life to me was challenge. I was happy so to live. And so for this particular reading, as I indicated to you, you're able to imagine that you wrote it. That you had enough of the pages of your life intertwining with those of Ethel to have known her well enough to have appreciated her that well. Allowing me to chant for us from the 23rd Psalm, those of us that have the cream-colored booklets, you'll find the text as well of the 23rd Psalm in English. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echsar, Benodesha Yar Mitzeni, Yalmei Menuchot Yenahaleini, Nafshi Yishovev Yalpeini, B'magle Tzedek, L'ma'an Shema, Gam Ki Eilech B'gei Samavet, Lo Ira Ra Ki Ata Imadi, Shetecha, U'mishantecha Hema Yenacham Ami, Ta'aroch l'fonai shulchan neged sorarai, Dishanta v'ashem en roshi, Kosi revayai. Achto v'chesed yurdefuni, Koyamei chayai, V'shavti v'beit Adonai l'yorach yomim. You have the English, or even if you don't, whatever English you have will be very fitting. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Not to be arrogant, but allowing me to gently revise the concluding words of this psalm from the English. The Hebrew, Achto v'chesed yirdefuni, most appropriately means surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me. I was able to see the loving kindness with yourself, Gino, and Anne at Mom's side, giving me inclusion to reach out to her and the whole family and to learn to care about you. But loving kindness is also maintained by those people who determined to be important to be here today. Yes, your thoughtfulness included an invitation to them to help us celebrate life. But they made this time sacrosanct. So though I had not met Jessica and Sandy before, but to know from writings, each of you appreciated the ability to call her mom. And you could also feel that there was something that you added to her in addition to her adding to you. So Jean Ellen and Helen, I used the word validation before. It said that the choices you made were ones that were important to Mom. It did not second guess you, to allow you to feel that the choices were ones that absolutely meshed with where you were in personality, in character, and in need. And knowing then that we have Adam, who was thankful that his grandmother was there for all of his birthdays back in as of her 90th birthday. He said, for 37 birthdays, you were there for me. In phone calls, in visits, and cards. Isn't that what the psalm says for you are with me? Whether it's called visitation, whether it's called cheering on the sidelines, giving Alexandra a locket that she received on her 10th birthday, that Ethel received on her own 10th birthday, her interest in her skating and piano, and Eliana remembering that how special her great-grandmother was. Each of you was able to learn what was Ethel's investment in Jewish heritage. And people who were friends said that they treasured as soon as they met Ethel. Not everybody in life has that. I want you to know that that same ethics of the sages that I quoted to you, it says, receive each person with a cheerful countenance. To think of how many people of population count need to be filling this place multiple times over because they can feel that smile and sparkle. But also because today, is the Tuesday immediately after we read in the Torah, honor thy father and thy mother, in order that your days are long on the earth. What does it really mean? It says that Alan and Jean Ellen said, forget about us. We don't need the reward of longevity, but can we just simply trade it in towards Ethel's? So if we look in the book of Proverbs in the Bible, it says, her children come forth and call her blessed. And so now is a chance for all of us to learn from Jean Ellen and Alan, who will share with us.
Mom, Grammy, Great Grammy, Aunt Ethel, and Ethel are among the many names of Ethel Luzarowicz Richer. Whether you were blessed to be a part of her bloodlines or fortunate enough to be her friend, to know her was to love her.
What can I say about my mom? I can't remember a time when she wasn't an integral part of my life. She's been my teacher, my role model, my confidant, my mentor, my advisor, and my friend. She's also been my critic as well as my supporter. My mother meant the world to me. Her love, guidance, patience, and wisdom have provided me with all the tools for successful living, not just with words, but more important, through her example.
I grew up learning the importance of respecting my elders and spending quality time with my extended relatives. Mom always made sure that we spent time with both her side of the family as well as my dad's. All of the relatives were important, and time with them was all well spent. The bond she had with her sisters was incomparable, which meant that my cousins, my sister, and I really had three moms, and none of them were very shy about giving us their advice.
Mom was what is called a balabusta. She was an organized and excellent homemaker, an outstanding shopper, an incredible cook, and a devoted wife, mother, sister, aunt, and friend. She cooked a hot breakfast for my father, Alan, and me every morning we lived at home. She said it was her pleasure. She was also an experienced bookkeeper who helped my dad with his accounting business.
My earliest memories involve Mom driving senior citizens to all kinds of doctor's appointments. Through her presidency of the Temple Sisterhood, working the bingo, her involvement with the B'nai B'rith women and later Ort, she demonstrated the importance of community service. Mom and Dad took us all on their vacations. Mom worked very hard and sacrificed to see that her children and grandchildren had opportunities that circumstances had denied her. Mom took an interest and learned all about the things that interested her children. She treated all of my friends as important. I remember how she would invite them to dinner and use her best china. We would eat in the dining room, and my friends would ask, "Who's coming to dinner, Mrs. Richer?" Mom would reply, "You are."
For the record, Mom was also tough. She never let Alan and me get away with anything. She always knew when we sneaked candy bars, even though we hid the wrappers in the middle of the trash can. If we were too sick to go to school, we had to stay in bed in our pajamas the entire day, and then only after a doctor verified our infirmaries. We couldn't have cake for dessert until after we finished the main course, and she always gave us two choices for dinner: take it or leave it. Yeah, Mom was tough. She made us toe the line in more ways than I can enumerate. But somehow, Alan and I always rose to the occasion, and I believe it made us better people because of the high bar she set for us.
Mom has always been there to nurture, counsel, support, lean on, and be a source of unconditional love. To Mom, a stranger is merely a friend that she has not yet met. Most importantly, she maintained these friendships over all the many years because she truly cared.
Mom taught me the value of honesty by always answering any question I had with the truth. She gave me opportunities to participate in sports, clubs, music lessons, and whatever other activities sparked my interest. I don't ever remember going without, but Mom made sure that I understood the value of working for what I wanted. Because of her, I never believed that the world owed me a living. Mom encouraged me to always do my best, but she never demanded or expected me to be perfect. She was patient with my moods and my hormone changes, which still are happening, through the years because she knew that they were often part of life. She taught me life skills, how to dress appropriately for the occasion, and she gave me plenty of practice in manners. She taught me how to cook, bake, reconcile a checkbook, and to never use a gift or cash a check until after I sent the thank you note. From her example, I learned the importance of being a good citizen and giving back to the community. Mom was kind to everybody around her and was always happy to help out when she was needed. I never saw her lose her temper about anything.
Mom was a little bit Gracie Allen and part Lucy, with a touch of Eleanor Roosevelt. She was a character who amused and brought joy to all. She was an avid reader and a very hard worker who was never afraid to roll up her sleeves and do whatever needed to be done. Mom was an optimist with a youthful exuberance. She was a sage with the wisdom of Solomon. She was elegant and graceful, but most of all, she was a source of great love.
She trusted and believed in me, and I was careful not to betray that sacred trust. There's only one thing that Mom didn't teach me. That is how to live the rest of my life without her. That will be my new challenge. It'll be difficult, to say the least, but I am confident that her memory will still inspire me to achieve that goal.
I indicated to us that the rabbis of old selected psalms not only because of Frumkeit, not only because of piety, but because psalms themselves can teach. So when we look at this particular Psalm of 23rd that I've given us, I guess mentioned, "For you are with me." There's another part of the "For you are with me." That's the legacy that she leaves with you and with those people who are here and those who wish they could be here. In addition to that, it says that this moment leads us from one Torah portion to the next one. This past Shabbat we read in Parshat Yitro with the Ten Commandments. But the beginning of the next portion, Mishpatim, says, and these are the teachings and the statements and laws that you shall place before them. It meant you understood what your mom wanted to invest in you. You also were invited to share her joys. So that same psalm that says, you restore my soul, in their own ways, Ellen and Mark, refinding each other, had some aspect of restoration, both from that of New Jersey, and how they made space for each other and care for each other. But I would also want that that concluding part of the psalm says, I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There aren't that many of us that founded synagogues. There aren't that many of us that made sure that we were to be the undergirding for some of the community institutions to have them sustained. So I've indicated to us from Psalms, from Ethics of the Sages, and Proverbs. It says in the book of Proverbs, give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. I look around at these gates of different communities that you shared with Bethel Lazarevich, Richard, and I know that you are ones that added to her life, even as she added to yours. We have a couple of sequences today. One is going to be memorial prayer for each of your beloved parents of blessed memory. It is then followed by Kaddish. But before those can take place, I would also want us to know that intentionally we have a video monitor here. So it says then that after we have recited the Kaddish at the end of our service, we'll sing the last words of Kaddish, Oseh Shalom B'Olamav. Can I invite that those people who are able to rise for memorial prayer would do so? If you're able to rise. Yamalei Rachamim, Shochein Barumim, Hamatzei Menuchon Nochon Atachat Kanfei Hashina, B'Ma'alo Kedoshim Tehorim, Kazarach Yamaz Hirim, Et Nishmat Yishat Rivka, B'Chayan Lezer B'Chayat Tova, Shalchal Yolama, B'Avur Shebenei Mishpachta V'Chali Reha, U'Kihilot Tehamid Palalim V'Azkarat Nishmata, May the soul of beloved Ethel be bound with the bonds of life eternal. The Lord is her portion, may she rest in peace. And let us say, Amen. And for those of us who have had the chance to memorize beloved Arvi, a blessed memory, Yamalei Rachamim, Shochein Barumim, Hamatzei Menuchon Nochon Atachat Kanfei Hashchina, B'Ma'alot Kedoshim Tehorim, Kazarach Yamaz Hirim, Et Nishmat, Reb Chaim Hirschel, Ben Yisrael Bertha, Shalach Liolamo, Ba'avur shebenei mishpachto mitpalalim v'azkarat nishmato. Ve'gane den tehi menuchato. Ona v'ala rachamim asti rehu. V'sei tekena fechu li'olami. U'tzeror v'tzerchem nishmato. Adonai u'nachalato. V'yanduach v'shalom ha'mishkavo v'nomar amin. May the souls of Ethel and Harvey Richard be bound up in the bonds of life eternal. The Lord is their portion. May they rest in peace. And let us say, Amen. Those who choose to remain standing with me and family in reciting Mourner's Kaddish, for obviously both or either one, and certainly in vocal support to the family's recitation of Kaddish. It's in your booklets, but we'll go slowly so those who do not have but wish to join with our Kaddish recitation. Yitzkada v'yitzkada shemei rabba v'olama divra chirutei v'yamlich malchutei v'chayehon uv'yomehon uv'chayeh v'cho beit Yisrael ba'agala uv'izman kariv v'imaru. Amen. Yehi shemei rabba mevarach la'olam ul'olmei olmaya. Yitvarach v'yishabach v'yitvahar v'yitroman v'yitnase v'yitvadar v'yitale v'yitalol shemei v'kucha v'ritku la'ila min kol birchata v'shirata Tush behata, the nechamata, the amiron, the alaman, the imaru. Amen. Yehe shaloma rabba min shemaya, the chayim olenu, the alkol Yisrael, the imaru. Amen. Oseh shalom bimramad, hu yahaseh shalom olenu, the alkol Yisrael, So we talked about loving kindness. And Greg Jameson, brother-in-law of Alan and Jessica, who created this, is in Scotland at this time for a memorial service in the family. But because I was recording today, I wanted to make sure that both our acknowledgement verbally, as well as the non-verbals, of every one of us of gratefulness, having been touched by his discernment, his sensitivity, and his humor. I, on behalf of all of us, do again thank Alan and Jean Ellen for weaving us into not only their mourning, which has been a good mourning, but also the celebration of life. Our director, Ken Kay, will give us further guidance.